Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. I wanted to check out what was happening in the secondhand camera market and see what bargains are out there and are there any good opportunities for buying some good secondhand gear at the moment and what are the downsides to some of the gear that's out there. And it was really interesting because there's definitely some good gear available on the market that I think is worth my time. And there's some really dodgy stuff out there too. We'll get to that. My criteria is really simple. I'm good with 24 megapixels. I'm actually good with 12. My clients don't really care how big the files are. Their idea of high res is anything that's bigger than Instagram. And they don't care if you have a 60 megapixel sensor on your camera. They don't care if you've got 100 megapixels coming off like a Fuji GFX. They're not interested in the number of pixels. In fact, if you just send them really chunky files and it takes them forever to download, they get annoyed by that. So 24 megapixels is really the sweet spot for our clients. So what sort of camera do we need? You know what? It doesn't even need to be a mirrorless camera. I think you get better autofocus with most of the mirrorless cameras that are out there. Some of the older or some of the early mirrorless cameras, maybe the autofocus isn't as good as the current models, but there's lots of good secondhand cameras out there. I feel that if you know what kind of camera you like and what kind of gear is going to work for you, then shopping secondhand is not so bad. You can be specific enough and say, I only want this many megapixels or I want this kind of feature, or even if you just want a certain brand. If you narrow it down, then I think shopping secondhand, you can get something that is useful. In my case, I probably would only buy something when I can go and see it handheld before I hand over the money. Because on the secondhand market with cameras, there's a lot of people trying to scam you. There is really a lot. And that was one of the things I found when I was searching on eBay. So here's one, the Sony Alpha 4 full frame. That's a really good camera. The autofocus is good. It's a good sensor. If you like the Sony menu system, that's great. I really don't like the Sony menus at all. I think their hardware is great, but I think their menus are just diabolical. Let's have a look at this one. So this is a fairly decent camera. This is pretty new. And it's interesting because often it can be really new and you think, well, what's that actually cost if I simply go into a store and buy it? Brand new, they're selling for $3,000. This one, they're trying to offer it for $2,250. So I think that's a fair price. I think that's pretty good. Assuming it is everything it claims to be, then I think this is pretty good. So then I think, what else have we got in the way of a Sony Alpha? What else is currently secondhand? And look, there's a Mark III instead of the Mark IV. Pretty similar. They had pretty good autofocus still on those Mark III. That's a good camera too. And that's only $1,450. So I think that's pretty good value. And this particular one, I recognize the photo. There's a guy in South Australia who is reconditioning secondhand cameras and then he sells them. So I think that's probably a good way to buy it as well. He seems like a genuine fella. $1,450 for a 24 megapixel Sony that's full frame with a decent autofocus system. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. I would have that on my shortlist. What else have we got here? We've got another Alpha 7 III, this time for $1,000. So that's really good value. $1,000. Alpha 7 III. This one's being sold privately. So, you know, you'd want to go and check it out yourself and have a look. That looks pretty good, actually. I think that's a good deal. So $1,000 gets you into the game. I think that's a good start. Back to me. So if I search for 24 megapixel cameras, what comes up? Well, I'm probably not going to spend $5,000 on this particular mission. I'm looking for something affordable and secondhand. Nikon ZF. So that's an interesting camera. Autofocus may be not as good as the Alpha 7 III, in my judgment. It's a 24 megapixel. It's got decent autofocus. It's kind of a retro style. It's not for everybody. I'm not sure everyone will love the styling on this particular camera. But if you're into that, then I think this is an interesting option. Again, $2,250. Now that's about the same price as a Sony A7 IV. Sony's probably looking like a good deal at this point. What else is in Nikon Z mount? Let's have a look. Well, we've got plenty of lenses out there. Here's a Z6 body. I'm guessing that's a Mark I. Probably not my preferred starting point for a camera. Mark II was an excellent camera. It was really, really good. Mark I, I think I'd spend a little bit more money and I'd get a Mark II instead. Well, here's a Mark II, $2,100. That's a good camera and I really like the performance of that camera. I think it was really good. They started to get a lot of things right, Nikon, with that model. And you can get, this is cute, the TT Artisan 40mm f2. This is a great lens. I've been using that on my Lumix S9 for about the last year and I love it. And you can get it on the Z mount too. And for $200, that is a bargain, $200 Australian. So this is a really good price. I would grab that lens if you have a Z mount because it's a winner. You can also get an adapter so you can put your Nikon F mount lenses onto your Z. So that's pretty handy if you are getting a little Nikon body. I think that's pretty useful. There's some good lenses out there. It's interesting now. There's a lot of good lenses coming out by third-party manufacturers for the Nikon Z mount. This is really good news because my biggest complaint with Nikon have been they locked out other brands from being able to make lenses for the Z mount and it made it quite an expensive proposition because their cameras are premium priced to begin with and their lenses are very expensive for what they are. And now that that market has changed, because Sigma have got some lenses out, you've got brands like Viltrox and Samyang and even TT Artisan. So there's some good options on the Z mount now. I think now is a better time to get into Z mount than say it was a couple of years ago. Okay, there's a lot of Nikon gear out there. There's a lot of secondhand Nikon gear. Z6 again, Z5, the Nikon 40mm f2. They make a 40mm f2 as well. They actually make two of them. They've got one that goes with the retro style and then they've got their more conventional one. I think they retail for about $400, $450. So you're saving a little bit of money on the secondhand market. This is a ZFC, so that's not a full frame. So the ZF is full frame, ZFC is not full frame. There's a Viltrox 50mm f1.4. So there's some good opportunities for secondhand Nikons at the moment. There really are. Oh, here we go. Z6 Mark II, $1,800. That looks like good news. It's in New South Wales, including lens. Look at that. So you're getting a lens. It's a 40mm f2, so that's a very handy lens on a Z6 Mark II, $1,800 Australian. That looks like a bargain. That's a good one. We'll put that one on the think about list. So let's have a look for Lumix S. Let's see what comes up. So here's an S5. So the autofocus on the S5, it's not as good as on the S5 Mark II. There's a distinct difference because they didn't have the phase detect on the original S5. And not that it doesn't work, it's just the S5 II was a lot better. And same with the Lumix S1R. Again, that's a really good camera if you want a lot of pixels. If you want tons of really quality pixels, it's 47 megapixel. Great camera, but the autofocus is not as good as the current range of Lumix systems. S1H, now that's interesting. He's asking $3,000 for an S1H. You can't buy these ones anymore. These are really good for studio video work. They have really good codecs, really good support for professional rigging up. That'll do 6K and things like that. It's a good camera. Not sure it's worth $3,000 though. You'd have to think about that pretty carefully. There's another S5. Again, that's under $1,000. Good value. I mean, it's a really great camera. And the only thing that makes it not as good as an S5 Mark II is just that the autofocus was better on the Mark IIs. So do we see any Mark IIs? So there's an S1R again. So that's $1,400 for a secondhand S1R. Not so many people getting rid of their S5 Mark IIs. It's the current model. It's still just a great camera. It's been out for a while, but there's just not a lot of them on the market. People tend to hang on to them. So is anybody getting rid of their Lumix S5 2X? Because the 2X is like the black one and it had a couple of other features. It could record direct to SSD. Most of the newer Lumix models now will do that. So the S1 Mark II and the S1R Mark II, they record direct to SSD. But the S5 Mark II did not. The S5 Mark IIX did. This is what really surprises me. Like, someone's trying to sell an S5 2X for $4,000. Brand new at a store right now, you can get it for less than $2,900. And you look at some of these prices, it's like, this is crazy. Indeed, this is DigiDirect. So on eBay, you can get it for $3,000, or you can go to the DigiDirect store and you can get it for $2,900. Well, probably wouldn't be getting it on eBay then. Okay, so we're not seeing any second-hand S5 Mark IIs. But you know what's almost exactly the same as an S5 Mark II is a Leica SL3S. But it's Leica, so it's going to cost a lot more than an S5 Mark II. But these are really good cameras. They are really well built. The body is a work of art. The menu system is really well done. And it has all the same technology and performance on the inside of a Lumix S5 Mark II. It's got the phase detect. It's got the 24 megapixel sensor. It's really good. So let's have a look for SL3S. The SL3 is a 60 megapixel camera and the SL3S is a 24. So they're using different sensors, and I suspect the SL3 uses the Sony sensor. $8,000 secondhand, probably a good price. It's still a lot of money for what it is. Would I be interested in that? It's just a lot more pixels than I need. And really, what I'm here for is to get a bargain, right? I like shopping more than buying. If I can find something that's a really good bargain, like if that was a third of the price, then I would think about it. What does that cost brand new? So the street price at the moment for the Leica SL3 is $12,000. So that makes that secondhand one look pretty good, actually. That looks like it's a reasonable deal. It's still, I don't know, I think you're paying a lot for the Leica brand in this particular instance. So brand new, you can get a 60 megapixel Sony A7CR for $4,300. And I think maybe the A7R Mark V is also got the same sensor. A7R Mark V, so that's a similar price. Oops, I've gone and added it to my cart. Don't get too excited, Teds. That is probably not happening today. You're looking at in the ballpark of $4,000 for a brand new 60 megapixel camera, or you can get a secondhand Leica version of the same for $8,000 or brand new at $12,000. And it quite possibly has the same sensor. Here's an older model. This is the SL2 47 megapixel. So this is exactly like the Lumix S1R. It's got the same sensor. The technology inside is same, but it's wrapped inside the Leica body. They're asking just under $4,000. I don't know who this would appeal to. I'm not sure who this would appeal to. This could be a hard camera to sell. And it doesn't have the good autofocus that you get on the SL3 / the Lumix S5 Mark II. So I probably wouldn't go down this road. If I was going to get one with the older contrast detect, I'd just probably get the Lumix S1R because that was a fraction of the price and it's a really good camera. Wanted to have a little bit of a look on eBay as well to see what's out there. We've got a little bit of a price range there. This is the SL3S, so that's a good one. That's only 24 megapixel, which is great because I don't want so many pixels. The price, not so great at all. I don't think I want to pay $7,000 for a secondhand 24 megapixel camera. I think that's just a little bit too much for me. We'll be going for something a little more economical. Because the other way to look at it is, if you were going to spend $7,000 or $8,000 on a secondhand camera, what else could you get? As it turns out, one of the things you could get for that kind of money is a Hasselblad X2D. And I gotta tell you, this is an appealing proposition. This has a lot of appeal to me indeed. The X2D is a very good camera. There is a difference between the Mark II and the Mark I. So the original one that's seen here for around about $7,000 has not as good an autofocus as the newer version. So the newer version, one of the big things that they upgraded was the autofocus, but it's still a great camera. So what was inside these ones? So this had a 1 terabyte SSD built in. So you're storing internally, plus you can throw things off to an external card as well if you want to. Just a beautiful design, like really, really beautiful design. And we could talk for days as to whether or not you actually need 100 megapixels worth of anything to do your photography. But the question is, if you're going to spend $8,000 on a secondhand camera, what can you get? Well, you can get a Hasselblad and get a very nice Hasselblad. It really surprises me how many secondhand Hasselblads are out there. Like, look at all these X2Ds. I mean, that is a lot of beautiful hardware sitting around waiting for a new buyer to come and snap them up. This is a Mark II, so that's the current model. So that's going to cost a little bit more. This is also the Mark II, and it says it's being sold at about $1,700. So this looks dodgy to me. This one does not look like a real ad to me. The first clue is you've got a account name that is just random numbers and letters, and it has zero responses. So is this genuine? Maybe. It's got lots of pictures. Have we seen these pictures on a different account? Because that's what I've seen here. I've seen people will create a posting using photographs from someone else's posting and just basically throw it up there. And I guess they wait for you to pay them and then they go off with the money. Again, here's a cheap one. It's like, is this a real offering or is this just a scam? This person has zero reviews. It's like a brand new account. And what is he listing? There's no way I would be ordering a secondhand camera from overseas through eBay. There's just absolutely no way I would do it. I can't think of a more obvious way to get scammed. I would want to see and hold a camera that I'm spending $1,000 on. I really would. So that's a no from me. What else we got here? We've got the X2D as well, and that's also $7,000. Another one from Germany from someone who's never sold anything before. You do find a lot of cameras being sold out of Japan. There's a couple of stores in Japan that are refurbishing cameras, and they're very precise with their value because they will have 5 or 6 of the same camera. They have a fairly good idea what the market will pay, so what that camera is worth. Because don't forget, it doesn't matter what you paid for your camera when you go to sell it. It's what the market will pay to buy it now. And I would trust a couple of these Japanese secondhand stores. So ones like Map Camera, you can go onto their website and you can search, and they have a specific way that you can buy them overseas. A lot of the prices you're seeing in the local market is essentially stacked against what you would pay if you bought it in Japan. So when someone's got an old camera they want to sell and they want to know what it's worth when they put it on, and they will see what other ones are listed as, and usually the reference mark is actually some of these stores in Japan, and that's what they're going to try to sell it locally. And what they're maybe not factoring in is that maybe the appetite for that secondhand camera here in Australia is not the same as the appetite for it in Japan. So sometimes people just have an expectation about what they're going to get in terms of pricing for their secondhand camera. There was a guy there with a Leica, and it had been online for, I think, 9 weeks. And I think it's probably going to be there for a lot longer than that because his expectation is up here and the market is down there. So what's happening out in DSLR land? Now, if you don't really need decent autofocus, if autofocus is not a thing and you just want a chunky but solid camera that you can take out to shoot some landscapes or something like that, then I think these DSLRs are really good value. And when you think about it, this is a Canon 5D Mark III, beautiful camera, takes great shots, and it's $500. that's a really good price. Even the Mark IV, maybe $1,000 is a little bit overpriced. I think there's some good value on the DSLR side of things. The 5D in particular was a really good camera. So before we went mirrorless, we were shooting with the Canon 5D Mark III and 5D SR, and they were great. We did so much really good work with those cameras. And I think the other couple of cameras out there, the Nikon D800 and D810 or D850, like these are also really good cameras. So there's a lot of them out there. They represent really good value and they can take really good images. What does a D850 cost these days? That's a little surprising that they're asking $2,500 for a D850. Okay. Little surprising. We have a range of prices there from $1,400 to $3,200. That seems a little bit on the high side. Maybe he'll get it, maybe he won't. And here, a 5DSR with a bunch of batteries. And you've got power grip as well to go with that. Ah, it's in Japan. Not local. I hate the way eBay does that. You think you're looking at something local and then it's not, and you got to pay attention to these things on eBay. It's a pain in the neck. But this looks like good value. If you want a lot of pixels and a 300mm f4 lens, that's pretty good. That'll get you some shots. There's some interesting choices out there. There's some good, really good bargains, I think, to be had. We can get a Sony Alpha A7 Mark III for a little under $1,500. And I think that represents really good value. Or we could get the Nikon Z6 for a little bit more with a lens. Those are two really good options. But I'm not seeing any bargains on things like the Leica SL series and some of those Hasselblads, as cool as they are and as appealing as they are. That could be an expensive way to get into a secondhand camera. But I don't need a 60 megapixel sensor. I don't need a 100 megapixel sensor. I don't need any of that. 24 megapixels is generally enough for me. So I'd like to know, do you think 24 megapixels is enough for you? Or do you really take advantage of those extra pixels? I would like to know what other factors might be worth weighing into. If you're buying a secondhand camera system, what is it that would sway you one way or the other? If there's something that I haven't really touched on here and you think is worth sharing, please do drop a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks for staying through this video and have a great day.